From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as there have been reports of a possible U.S. rescue effort in Iraq to save members of a religious minority trapped on a mountain by an Islamist group, U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says that may not be necessary. Briefing reporters today, the Defense Secretary says there appear to be only a small number of refugees still on the mountain, and that U.S. airstrikes have helped many flee. NPR's David Welna has more.
They say about 1,000 a day have been leaving there, and only several thousand, as they put it, are left there. Therefore, Secretary Hagel said it's far less likely that any kind of rescue operation would have to be carried out there. He's not ruling that out completely, but it appears that this stage of the operation, the humanitarian rescue effort, may be concluding.
U.S. and other countries have been dropping food and water to the refugees. West Africa continues to fight the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. Meanwhile, as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, the WHO has classified Kenya as an East African country that is at high risk for transmitting the disease.
Kenya is vulnerable because it's a major transport hub with many flights from West Africa, more than 70 flights a week to and from the affected countries, Liberia, Guinea, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. The WHO country representative says those flights are enough reason to declare Kenya high risk. Kenyan officials say there is an existing isolation ward in a Nairobi hospital, and several more will be set up in coming weeks around the country, while screening has been stepped up at the airport, though thousands of Kenyans on Twitter called for the most obvious measure, cut off airline routes to the affected countries. Kenya's national airline said it'll make its decision about canceling flights on Thursday. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Officials in the St. Louis suburb where a young black man was shot and killed by police are asking protesters to gather only during daylight hours. The suburb of Ferguson has been the scene of nightly protests and unrest since unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed during a confrontation with police this past weekend. However, Police Chief Thomas Jackson says he's not in favor of putting a curfew in place.
Unruly, lawless people are not going to pay attention to a curfew. Our folks that are coming home from work, walking from the bus stop to their house, doing different things like that, will be affected by that.
Jackson's refused to release the name of the officer involved in the shooting of the unarmed black teen because of death threats. There have also been reports of cyber attacks against the police department's website. Networking company Cisco Systems is announcing plans to cut as many as 6,000 jobs, or around 8% of its global workforce. The announcement comes as the company reported yet another quarterly decline. Cisco says fourth quarter net income fell 1% on revenue that also moved lower. Based in San Jose, California, Cisco makes the routing and switching systems that funnel data among Internet servers. On Wall Street today, stocks eked out modest gains. The Dow was up 91 points to 16,651. The Nasdaq gained 44 points. This is NPR. A California appeals court has said no to the latest effort by Donald Sterling to block the $2 billion sale of the L.A. Clippers to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. In a brief ruling today, the second appellate district court noting there was nothing it could do because the team had been sold. Ballmer closed the deal Tuesday after a probate judge cleared the way for Sterling's estranged wife to sell the team. The judge said that Shelley Sterling had properly removed her husband from the family trust. Donald Sterling was banned for life from the league for racist remarks he made and fined $2.5 million. Pioneering Chicano artist Emigdio Vazquez died this week in Southern California. NPR's Mandalito Balker reports on the life and work of the 75-year-old painter.
Emigdio Vazquez was considered to be one of the most influential artists of the Chicano art movement, inspired by Mexican muralist Diego Rivera. He created hundreds of brightly colored paintings and dozens of murals that depicted working-class Chicanos and scenes from the barrios of Southern California. His most famous work is an homage to the late United Farmworkers Union leader, Cesar Chavez. Vazquez was born in Arizona in 1939, the son of a copper miner. He grew up drawing comic books about the Mexican Revolution, and for his master's degree, he created a huge mural depicting his father and other laborers and field hands he knew. Over the years, he painted public murals for Disneyland and municipal buildings in Orange County, where he lived. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
When it comes to upper tech-level jobs at device maker Apple, it is still apparently a man's world. That's based on a new report showing 80% of Apple's tech workers around the world are men. The U.S. 54% of tech jobs are filled by whites, another 23% by Asians. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.